Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Drews. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Carl Drews. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Satchel Paige. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Satchel Paige. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Tucker moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Tucker moves to third. Clark moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick takes first base on ball four. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Judnick moves to second. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arf scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. Judnick moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Judnick scores. Hegan scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clark is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini strikes out. One out. Carl Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Drews moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Zarrilla hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Drews scores. Dillinger goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 1 in the game. Kokos hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gordon. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Gordon steals second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Judnick moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige is 0 for 1 in the game. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 1 in the game. Arft takes first base on ball 4. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Lehner hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0 for 1 in the game. Pellegrini strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to second. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Al Widmer now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. Tucker scores. Clark moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Widmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into left field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Judnick is walked intentionally. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Widmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Widmer reaches second base with a double. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Widmer moves to third. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Zerilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zoldak fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Zerilla moves to second. Don Lund pinch hits for Dick Kokos. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Widmer scores. Zerilla moves to third. Pretty moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Don Lund now playing right field. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak hits a pop-up towards short. Pellegrini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-2 in the game. Pellegrini hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Widmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Widmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Zarilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lund hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards first. Arf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-3 in the game. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0-for-1 in the game. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Mitchell steals second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mitchell moves to third. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Tucker hits a line drive into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Clark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zarilla. Clark reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Sam Dente pinch hits for Al Widmer. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Dillinger reaches second base with a double. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Zarilla strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Dillinger scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Russ Christopher now pitching. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lund hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.